Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Runs Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Hello, Grudge World. Hello, Grudge World. Another Clocks Off production. Motor City Mafia production. Another Grudge production. I want to come in first. I want to say hello to each and everybody that's on the show. I also want to let you all know I don't have a co-host tonight. The reason I don't have one at the present time, because my co-host, he had to leave and go town and deal with his family and stuff, because this is a Thanksgiving weekend. So with that being said, the show must go on. I think I'll randomly reach out and grab my little brother and bring him in on the show with me tonight, because I know he always got a place in his heart, you know, for the grudge game. He also has a place in his heart for me as a person, you know, and I think I want to reach out there and grab him and stuff and bring him in, even though he don't have his hand up. Brother D, what you got going on, Brother D? Come on, talk to me.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, D?
You got me that time. You got me together. Y'all hear D? Yeah, my ears are starting to do what I do, man. Trying to wrap it up. I'm on my last one.
Yes, sir.
Let me tune in, bro. Anthony, come on.
Yes, sir. Everything good with you? How was your holiday, my brother?
Man, yeah, all my life I've been known as a slim guy. But if anyone seen me down there, it's way looking at a different day. I had to pick up 30 pounds in the holiday somewhere. I tried to eat myself a different funny. They cooked like they were cooking for a football team, but I ate like one. Yeah, how about yourself? Yeah, it's going pretty good.
Everything
I had my grandkids to come here.
Oh, really?
And, Man, it was just sweet.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Well, that's good, man. And that's a blessing within itself. Right there, what you just said, right there, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to have a family gathering, family reunion, whatever the case is, when everybody can all come together, that's a good thing, D. No doubt about it.
That's it.
Yes,
brother,
sir.
That's it.
And you know what, D, I have a little something I wanted you to kind of blend in with me with, and that is, it's a lot of things going on in the grudge world that we have been shut down to. And the reason I say that, that's because of our limitations of travel, our limitations of knowing actually what's going on in another part of the world when it comes to the grudge game. You know, we kind of committed ourselves to one part of the grudge game that we become very familiar with, and some others that we familiarize ourselves with. But, you know, we got other part of the world, too, where people are grudge racing, people are having fun, people are doing their thing, and, you know, and myself, I'm going to try to, if the Lord say so, and it's his will, I'm going to try to familiarize myself with some of those things by going and doing a little bit more fellowshipping than what I have been doing in the past. You know, and plus, I feel like it'll be pretty pleasing because of the simple fact that some of the people that I'm kind of familiar with, but, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times you kind of got a thing that's called human error, and yeah. it don't be intentional. It just be because of the fact that you kind of been committed yourself to one certain something, and you kind of have to put yourself to an extent where you kind of break away from it, you know. I think that in 2017, if God says so and he put me in, I'm gonna try to do a little bit more traveling. You know, I did get a chance. I did miss about 5 or 6 events this year, but, you know, sometime that happened. You know, with that mm-hmm. being said, you know, I'm not gonna dwell on that because of the simple
right,
fact the
right.
past is the past, and that's gold, you know. But I'm gonna try to do a little bit more so I can try to bring a little bit more to the grudge game myself mm-hmm. and try to bring a lot more awareness than what I have been bringing in the past, you know. So, you know, it's a lot of good things going on out there, D. It's a lot of good things.
You know how I feel about
the
travel, Uncle Larry. You already know how
uh-huh.
I feel about the travel. I feel that,
mm-hmm.
actually, I think we're blessed. I really think we're blessed, man, that we're able to go state to state and as you like to say, fellowship and mingle with the other guys in the different parts of the world, different parts of the United States, and just have ourselves a ball racing with them guys. But, you know, like I tell you all the time, listen, man, it's 8 o'clock at night. I'm out here working right now. And the main reason I'm out here working because this thing I call truck, it allows me to be able to do the things that I want to do. And this
uh-huh.
will provide for me and mine, you know, this thing that I drive every day. So when I do decide to go to an event, this truck right here is what allows me to put that money in my pocket, put that key in the ignition, and not worry about light, gas, wife, man, phone, none of that when I get back. So whatever I take with me,
uh-huh.
if I just throw it up in the air, you know, it's no problem.
Yeah.
That's the thing I kind of job. So what I'm saying, I like to say this. I don't make a lot of events that I probably want to make. I want to make all of them. And there are some I just don't make because I be intending to go, but then they call me this way because I say, if you do this, I give you this, and this is your bonus. Well, you know, I'm going to
uh-huh.
make that dollar. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make that dollar.
And oh, yeah. No doubt.
I'll be mad at myself for missing the event, but I'll be mad at myself for putting that paper in my pocket. You know, there was a... Tate race, man. It's like the second race that Tate did. I wanted to go bad as hell, man. But they called me and told me they would give me a $500 bonus plus what I made that day. Well, hey, a lot of people in the world don't make $500 a month. I'm talking about one day for a bonus plus your regular pay. I'm going to get that money. But
that
being said, I'm glad I'm going to try to make a few more events. You know, I'm still up in the air as far as going to ball this race. You know, it's going to be so many people there, so you got to go outside the track just to change your mind, man. There'll be so many people for that race. So, you know,
yes, it do.
Just hit the air on what I'm going.
And not only do it just be some, a lot of people there, it be a lot of good people that be. There is no time that I have ever went to the event down in Orlando, Florida, Baldy's Race, and not had a good time. Those people, I mean, I was, the first time, I was sitting on the back of the truck, and the people was partying over there. They had a motorhome, and they was partying over there, and they said, you just sitting over here? I said, yeah, I'm trying to wait for, you know, for another race to take place. They said, well, you can come over here, and you can sit over here with us, and when it takes place. We got plenty of food. We got plenty of this, plenty of that. You know, and I said, damn. I said, oh, well. So I went in, I went in there with the people, and when the race came, all of us went over there, and some of them got on top of the motorhome and stuff and was watching the race because they had it situated where they could sit up there on the top, you know. The yeah. second time, it got better than that. You know, it just went on and on and on and on, you know. So my thing with it was I try to familiarize myself with those things like that because of the simple fact that, you know, they're good things, you know.
Yes,
and as long as you can keep going somewhere where you can enjoy yourself, man, that's very, very important, you know.
To me, that's not even 90% of it, Larry. To me, that's 100% of it, you know. When I leave home, man, I want
right.
to have myself to the ball. I told Drag, when we went down to Huntsville, Tate Bridge, I said, man, we might be dead broke when we get back. And I'll be the baloney service together coming back. We're going to have ourselves a ball. And that's what we did. Man, we enjoyed ourselves. When I got to Holly Springs, I got a chance to see a lot of guys that you talk to on these phones every day. I, matter of fact, there's one, the lawyer, they call him now, that way, Brother Tight Man. You know, him and I talk. Been lately, haven't been that much, but the early part of the year, man, we talk just about every day on his phone. And I had never met him in person.
Yes, sir.
So I got a chance to meet the man in person, you know. And when you can put a face with a voice with a face, and these guys, you talking to them every day. You know, DJ Grant, got a chance to meet him out in Huntsville. Dog was getting ready to go get his phone and curse me out because I hadn't made it to Holly Springs. I promised him I was coming.
Yeah.
So when you can make an event,
yeah.
I tell anyone that loves racing, when you can make it, make it. You know, if it's nothing to hold you back, make it.
Yeah, if it's possible.
You definitely have an enjoyable time.
Mm-hmm. If it's possible, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, you know, like I said, the event was so good. Went back the second time, it was good. The third time, it was good. The fourth time, it was good. You
mm-hmm.
for me with the fourth time because that's the time when Dragon Perry them was there so far and so on, and I got a chance to talk
mm-hmm.
to you before I got ready to take off. That's when I was with another group of young men, you know, and I truly enjoyed myself, man, you know, and that's what it's all about. As long as I can do that, I can look forward to that, you know, and as long as the guys that's the star of the show, we say which is the flow mat, those they keep doing what they're doing and doing what they're supposed to do, it's going to always make it good, you know. So, you know, all that can, that Florida event, y'all, I'm telling y'all, be off the chain. There'd be so many people, and they'd be racing. When I say racing, they'd be racing, you know. And I know a few races that's going to go on. Cause it really worth just your time to just go and see if you can. And if you can't, one thing for sure, on that Saturday night, I'm going to make sure I have my computer, laptop, whatever it takes to have with me. For the ones that can't make it, I'm going to try to bring it to you live until my show go off, you know. And that's what I like doing, you know. I like doing that, you know. And I'm not doing that for myself. I'm doing that for you all because that's what I feel in my heart that I really want to do. You know, because I understand a lot of situations much better than a lot of people really think, you know. Hold on one second, D. Hold it down for me for one second.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I'm always here for you when you need me. You know, and I'm glad it's funny you said that because I kind of threw, that was a question asked on the fact it came up Thursday night. I brought it back Friday and we're going to bring it back tonight because I really want to drive it home with the guys. That was a question. I believe Mike Hill asked the question. You know, what makes you a true grudge racer? And I put a twist in it when I told him it was grudge gamblers, not so much grudge racers. You know, I switched over on the line while the show was on. I called Drag. I'm like, Rick, would you run or would you try to win any harder for $100 if it was just a free race. And his answer was, I'm trying to win even if it's free. I want to win. That's the competitiveness is in you, you know. And that's a grudge racer. We really grudge gamblers, what we're doing now, more so than grudge racers. You know, we love the sport, but we didn't take these cars and just make a hustle out of them. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not complaining about it now, but nothing wrong, but it's just a hustle.
It's being competitive. It's being competitive, man. That's what the whole thing about. Let me take a break right in there right quick. We got a hand up right quick. We got 612, 6862. One more time, 612, 6862. Caller, who we got on the line?
The Minnesota number, 612.
Let me try it again. 612. 6862. Caller, who we got on the line?
Yeah, I was just listening. I ain't had no comments.
Okay. No problem. Glad to have you on the show. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving also. How about that?
You too, brother.
All right, bro. With that being said, y'all, I got a special guest that I'm bringing on the show tonight. A lot of people are familiar with him. A lot of them are not familiar with him. But he's a very good friend of mine. And his name is, they call him Monster. He's on the East Coast. And he's a very, 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 very good guy. And he has the raceway called Capital Dragway on the East Coast over there. And I want to bring him in so y'all can kind of familiarize himself with you all. Brother Monster.
Good evening. How are everybody doing today?
All right, Brother Monster. How you doing, sir?
As they say, Uncle Larry, I'm in the house.
No doubt about it. Brother Monster, I wanted you to come in and tell people a little bit about Capital Dragway and where it's located, and just kind of familiarize them with it a little bit for me, if you feel so.
Ain't no problem, Larry. Ain't no problem, Uncle Larry. Well, what I do, this would be my fourth annual. We call it Top of the Hill Showdown at Capital Raceway. And it's located in Crofton, Maryland. So this will be my fourth year by myself. I used to be with Custom Tees Racing in Long Island, Joe, and I stepped out and went and did my own deal. So what I do over there is I do one race a year. The first Saturday in May, which is May 6th. So I go over, put together a $5,000 bracket race, put together seven or eight big match races. And it's funny that you called me today because in our conversation a little bit ago, you said you might have a guy who might be interested in coming. You and I will talk this week. You get me a car that's comparable to one of my cars here, and we're going to put them in the water box. Because we do my deal. I set up seven or eight match races, and my brother-in-law this year, well, last year he came up with a class. They call it junior varsity. It's basically for the guys with the 632 conventional head motors. They can run multi-systems, any size tire, any kind of car, no weight limit, no nothing. As long as they got a 632 and it's a conventional head on one carburetor, they run each other. And that class, man, was so competitive that we changed it and said, hey, let's call it Charlie Brown Racing Junior Varsity. And I'm going to tell you, we put it out last Thursday. The Thursday before Thanksgiving. We put it out that evening at 5 o'clock. I said I wanted to just take eight cars for the race to just try to get a handle, keep a handle on what I do. And, man, I had 23 cars. You hear me, Uncle Larry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it blew me because the guys had a good point. And they said, well, we're outgunned because most people got them big 706s or whatever. And, you know, and you got a class 4 632 conventional head. And he said, that's a lot of us that just don't have nowhere to race that'll come. So, you know, when you put a shootout together, they got, I just heard the gentleman talking about the shootout for you guys out on that end. And we call it the showdown. 2,000 to win, 800 to runner up, 400 on the semis, and the entry is $100.
But, could you tell the people the type of racing that you are doing? Are you all doing quarter mile, eighth of mile?
What we do, the bracket race is 8 mile. The junior varsity Charlie Brown's race is 8 mile. The test and tune, we have regular test and tune where guys can show time. They run the quarter mile. We have test and tune no time. Those guys run the 8 mile. So, you know, we kind of make the day. My whole deal, Uncle Larry, here is when you do a race like that, if you can bring everybody into the same house, and I hear preservation say it won't work, and I'm a living witness that it'll work if you keep it orchestrated and simple. You with me? The bracket race for me, they start racing at 11:30. First round's at 1 o'clock. So their semifinal finals is around 7:30, 8 o'clock. So I got from 8 to 11 to go at. And then in that time, I run my shootout, and I run my match races at 5 o'clock, and my match races at 10. So that gives the guys that the no-time guys, which we're a no-time car. We got a 69 Camaro, conventional head, big block, you know, that we run no-time. And we're in the shootout, Charlie Brown racing shootout as well, you know. So it's exciting for me, especially growing up here. Capital Raceway, for me, 52 years old, and the first time I went there, Uncle Larry, I was 3. You know, and I watched my uncles and them go through the transition of life in order to, you know, to race. I watched them endeavor a lot of different things, you know, and they showed me, if you want to do something, Uncle Larry, you don't give up. You don't change because you feel that the odds are against you. You put the grindstone down and you push harder and you do in your heart what you know is good for the people. And I've been fortunate, you know, that, man, that the crowds out send you pictures and stuff so you can put it up. I mean, we had 325 race cars last race. I was looking around going, where the heck are we going to park all these cars, you know? And I said to myself, I said, you know, man, what a blessing. You know, for a kid that used to go there and watch through the fence, now I get people to get a chance to come and watch me, you know. And you know, all the races here support me. You know, you get a few people that don't understand or they're fussed because I'm mixing it up and I keep coming.
Yeah, Bro Monster. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. I don't know what happened there.
I'm having trouble with the show. Let me see if I can get Brother Monster back in. I had to call back in to the show because I had ended up dropping, so I'm trying to get him back in. Hold on 1 second.
He was talking, I was thinking, what happened?
Okay, brother, we got Brother Monster back in there, man. Sorry for the little technical difficulty I have with my phone, you know, but
hey, man, it's the new wave world we live in. But back to what I was saying, you know, yeah, it is, man. I mean, you know, you pay all this money, these stupid phones, $400 or $500. And they decide they want to hang up, and then the crazy part is you got to pay for that phone call.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. No doubt. But, you know, my thing is, you know, I just try to do the races I do for. I bring guys, different guys here, the local guys is what bring the families and the spectators. I mean, my last race up there, Uncle Larry, 325 race cars.
Well, but Mom, you work so good with your group. You know, it's extraordinary what you do with your people. You know, and evidently you're doing something good because the people are really fellowshipping with you. You know, and that's a good thing. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show tonight, so you kind of put it out there and kind of familiarize the people that have not come or not familiar with what you got going on. You know, me myself, if things fall in order, Brother Monster, you will see me when you throw your next event, if the good Lord make it possible for me, you know, to be there, so far and so on. But on my own will, I will be there.
I appreciate that, too, and it means a lot. You know, I get it. It's funny. I spoke with Donye about a month and a half ago, and they were waiting to see what day they had a race because, you know, we got a super bad car here. That Sniper Camaro, you know?
Sniper?
And, yes, sir. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't had a chance to see Sniper. I've heard of, but I never got a chance to see it.
He's bad to the bone. So we was trying to get him and Donye, and Donye said he'd like to bring 6 Mile Randy here to run him. I told him that'd be brutal. We can get them two to get the horns locked there. We can figure out who the bad man is, you know?
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
But back to what we were saying, you know, what I've learned is that the hardest part about racing is understanding how important everybody is, no matter who they are, where they come from. You know, you take the time, you explain to them what you're trying to do, you make sure that they understand that it's a family deal. As long as what I do continues Uncle Larry to be family, I will keep doing it. When it gets to the point where people don't, you know, control their behavior or they don't appreciate the hard work that me and the racetrack, the owner of the track, the first race, he looked at me, Uncle Larry, he said, boy, you in trouble. I said, I was worried to death. Uncle Larry, look, man, you thought I must have went 10 shades blacker that day, boy. So I was worried to death. Man, about 5 o'clock, they started pouring in there. In the second race, it grew. The third race, this last one, I mean, it rained, Uncle Larry, and this is how you know when the people and God looks out for you. And I'm telling you, it rained here in D.C. for 29 straight days, right?
Right.
And I called the track owner that night. I mean, it was pouring, Uncle Larry. I said, what are we going to do? He said, man, they say the sun's going to come out tomorrow from this time to this time. I said, okay, no problem. And I said, but are we going to have a problem, you know, with water or anything? He said, we might have a little problem, but I think we'll be able to get it under control. I got the jet dry. And I laughed at him. I said, okay. So that morning when I left the house, it was 5:30. And I got to the track, it was 6 o'clock. It stopped raining, right? So I was at McDonald's, and I was standing there, and my phone rang. And it's this old black guy, him and this old white guy. Them two called me every race faithfully, right? Them two fools. Mm-hmm. They say, what are you doing? I said, man, I'm on my way to the track. I'm actually here. I'm across the street at the McDonald's. They said, well, get us some breakfast because we're about 5 minutes behind you. I said, what y'all doing up here this early? He said, man, we did the rain dance, so it quit raining. We need to see some racing today. I said, well, I'm hoping the sun come out. They said, man, it's out of your control. We already called a favor in the God. If us two woke up to be there this morning, this thing going off today. Man, that sun popped out, and Uncle Larry, you talk about a happy Negro. But, you know, I got there. And the track owner looked at me. He said, you know, if you'd have kept it, they'd have killed you. And, man, I got to the top of the hill. It was about 6:50. Next thing you know, he called me. He said, we got a problem. I said, what's going on? He said, man, it's 7:30. And it's probably about a half a mile from the racetrack entrance to the road, the main road, though. 301, Route 301. And, man, we had cars backed up on 301. I said, oh, man. And then all of a sudden he called me and said, we got the police out there raising cane. You got to do something. I said, man, you figure that out. It's my job to run the race. So, you know, I just sat back and, you know, and I said to myself, you know, this early in the day, I mean, the spectators poured in there, over 3,000. I was like, man, this is crazy, you know? And I went over and found myself a corner, and I just said to myself, I said, man, I thank God every day, you know? I mean, even if it didn't turn out this way, it's just the point that I'm able to do, you know, Uncle Larry, what my uncle always told us, that we could do anything. If you believe in yourself, son, he said, you ain't got to be rich, you ain't got to do nothing, you just got to go do it. If you put the work in, it'll pay off. If you don't put the work in, it ain't going to pay, you know? So, you know, and I appreciate you calling with your words of accolades. You know, it's tough. The grudge race deal is tough.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
So many negative people that don't understand the sacrifice that the promoters put into it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, some of the tracks, to me, some don't understand the difference in grudge racing and drag racing. It's a difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to be able to communicate with the tracks, communicate with the promoters, and communicate with the racers, and communicate with the folks like yourself who have the shows who are educating all of us, you know, because I learned something from you and Gun and Picks, the difference in how you guys mostly race the quarter mile.
Yeah.
I was blown away. I said, they run them cars like, they said, man, we run the quarter.
Yeah.
I said, we had to cut it back because we cut it back here because the expense to run that car to quarter mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we got a lot of guys now that have made the transition, you know, and a lot of them are doing eighth of mile, you know, which,
mm-hmm.
It's not really a problem because, number one, that's what they choose to do, you know. So the only thing we can do is try to make the adjustments where we come and enjoy the festivities that's going on and what they're participating in, you know. So, you know, whatever adjustments we got to make, a lot of these people have made it, a lot of them are willing to make it, a lot of them going to make it, and a lot of them ain't, you know. So my thing with it is, as long as we still participating and something that we like, that we love, whatever the case may be, and we're enjoying ourselves, that's what it's all about, you know? So,
you know, it's for me, it's humbling, you know, because before I did the promotions, I raced. You know, and I tell people, 1988, I had a competition license to drive a top dragster. So I had an injector small block in 1988 going 820s.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
So, you know, my history with racing ain't just the promotions. I drove cars. I did whatever. You know, we literally, before, when my uncle here on the East Coast was, he worked for the two different tracks. He worked for MRR, which you hear people say Buzz Creek. He worked there, and he also worked at Capital as the tech guy. So during my upbringing, we had to work, like at the racetrack, cleaning up or helping in the concession stands and stuff because my uncle worked there, you know?
Okay. Right.
So that's the reason why when they brought me in to help, when Larry decided to make the big step into the grudge race deal and you know, different things, it worked out because I had a understanding of how the racetrack worked.
Right, right.
So,
well, you know, you have more than an understanding about just how the racetrack works. and the reason for that is because of the simple fact that you have did a fantastic job with the fans, man. The connection that you got with the people, man, is just it's phenomenal, you know. And a lot of people don't know it. I'm familiar with it, and I'm familiar with it through
my little play brother, Gunner Pitch. You know, Gunner Pitch, he kind of had to leave the little racing game for a little bit so far and so on, but mm-hmm. he has the knowledge of knowing just what's still going on around in majority of the grudge world. I say the grudge world, I'm not going to just say the grudge people, I'm going to say the world, you know. So with
I'm going to give you a good laugh. My wife, right? You boys are going to fall out of the chair. You know, a lot of the older guys, you know, because I'm my age, my uncle had us at the track, teeny. I mean, me and my cousin, I mean, we were 3-4 years old. We ride to the track in the back of the 68 Camaro, just getting it down through the woods to go down there. And what happened is last year we were at the race, and it started raining. It was about 10:50, and it was these two guys, and I've been knowing them all my life. I only want to say they're black or white, but it was funny as hell. It started raining, and I was standing on the starting line, and I had my head down, and I was shaking my head, right? I'm like, man, it wasn't supposed to rain until 1 o'clock because we were going to run the festivities till then. We were going to pay their fine and run until 1 o'clock.
Right.
So one of them called me and said, hey, he called me. My uncle's name was Butch Hawkins. So he said, hey, come here, little Butch. I said, how many times I tell you my name ain't little Butch, young man? He said, don't worry about that. Come here, call the boy. I said, okay. Yes, sir. I come over there. He said, come here. He said, you got somewhere we can go in private? I said, yeah, I got somewhere. Come on, we can go over here in the bottom of the tower. What's wrong? You need something? Something happened? He said, no. Come here. So we walked over there, and my wife come up there. She said, hey, it's raining. And I said, I know. Let me take care of him real quick. And then he said, oh, she can come too. So we walk over, right? He said he went in the bottom of the tower. He goes in. He got one of them, like the little cooler, the little hand cooler you bring 5 or 6 in a sandwich in.
Right.
He sets it up on the counter, right?
Right.
He pops it open, pulls his brown bag. He hands me the bag. I said, what's this? He said, I got something in there for you. I said, what in the world is this? I open it up. It's $20,000. You hear me? $20,000. Two stacks of $10,000 money. So I'm looking at him. I said, what is this for? In case you run short tonight because it rained out. I said, no, we okay. He said, well, you know, I don't want you leaving here on that, man, you know, because we want you to continue doing what you do, and we're going to always support you. And I said, you know, my wife just looked at me, right? She was like, what is going on? Hey, they do this all the time. Them older guys that come over and say, you got enough money to cover everything? I said, yes, sir. You know, and it just reminds me of, you know, what goes on in the world we live in. You know, when you believe and you understand that the times of old are still here for the people that believe in the right thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just smile, you know, and that's like tonight when Gunn and Pix called and he said, hey, you guys wanted me to come in and talk about the race, and you know, that's a blessing for me. To be able to let my family, that I consider them racers, my family, you know, and that's why, like you said, the fans go crazy. I mean, the kids, I people laugh. I put kids to work at my races. You know, I make sure that we do any and everything we can for the community, and especially for my one deal, which is the Children's Miracle Network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a special interest with them, and we've been fortunate that they've definitely made sure that they, you know, they got a couple million people that they email out to. And, you know, you'll get people to come up and say, hey, we saw your stuff on there and we want to support you for supporting them. You know, and it's humbling, you know, especially when I get a guy like you who's been a super veteran on the Midwest out there to call me and say you appreciate what I'm doing for the fans. It means a lot to me, Uncle Ray, and I appreciate you. You know?
Well, you know, that says a lot about you. That says a lot about you, Monster, because first of all, when you get a person interested in what you're doing, you got to mean you got a good thing going on, you know. And
yeah.
I'm just one of the many people that you have caught their interest in, you know, and that's the reason why I spoke tonight about people being familiar with this and that and so far and so on. My thing with it is I feel like you're a person that a lot of people, if they had an opportunity or a chance to become spiritually or physically in contact with you, they would really enjoy themselves being a part of what you do, because what you do, it is a very, very good thing when it comes to the grudge world. You know,
I appreciate
it. Yeah, I wanted to have you on the show tonight. I wanted to let you know that you are under the magnifying glass.
Hey, you know, it's okay. You know, when you get, look, as my nephew told me at the last race, my nephew, Spanky, his name is Spanky, he's got a chance. He's probably going to play for the 49ers. And Spanky had the folks in the place in tears when he told them. He said, now, don't get it twisted now. He said, he good guy. He loves you. He hugs you. But, boy, if you get out of character now, he's old school. He will light you up. I said, hey, Frank, don't be telling everything. He just laughed. You know, he said, oh, you've been there for me. My dad ain't been there for you. I said, Frank, you got to remember something. Somebody helped me, Uncle Larry. Somebody gave me a second chance. So, you know, the people that you deal with, you have to make sure that you do the best you can to help them, but don't be a fool.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I want to tell you, too, when you come to D.C., we're going to you ain't going to want to leave to go home. I can tell you that now, because we're going to feed you. And I'm going to put you with a group that's going to keep you in the floor.
And you know, we had this discussion a long time ago, you know, and that's a good thing, you know. But I feel like, it's, you know, so a lot of things that I had going on toward the end of the year, things are going to change, you know, and they change it for the best. So with that being said, I can turn around and I can put myself in a situation where I can take my time, if I want to leave 2-3 days early, whatever the case is, and come on down and give me some relaxation, and then turn around and go to the event, and then take my journey back home, you know, I'll be able to do that, you know. So, you know, I'm just letting you know that I'm reaching out to you, and I really appreciate, you know, you being the person that you have been, because in my book, you're grand, man, you know, and
hey,
I just wanted to come
on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what, too? Call me this week, and I have the DVD on my race Up Until It Rains.
Right.
And I'll send you 20 or 25 out there, and you can give them out to the guys.
Okay.
You hear me?
Okay, I'll do just that. I'll pass by so some people see what's going on, you know. And
because I run a class out here called a 450. I'm not running it at the race this year, but it's Heads Up 450 Index. Man, you talk about bad hot rides. People be like, how you mix all that together and get it done? I said, buddy, sometimes you don't, but you do the best you can to get it done, you know? Because, man, when you get that many cars, it is a lot of work getting them cars down the track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know. But I'm fortunate. You know, if I had 10 cars and the people had a good show, I'm happy, you know? So.
And that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So, Brother Mouse, I really appreciate you coming tonight. And I want you to come more often, because my home is your home. And
same here.
With that being said, I want to make sure that you kind of familiarize yourself, because I'll make it my business that I become a little bit more familiar at what you're doing also, and not from the, you know, from the background or so far and so on. I'm going to try to do it first-handedly. You know, so.
Hey, Uncle Larry. So you guys run at that Morocco, right?
Right. Morocco.
And you run.
We run at Morocco. We run at Rockford. We run at Union Grove in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, Byron Dragway.
Byron, yeah.
Yeah. We have a few places that we do run at up here.
Now, what about the one in Michigan? What's that, 141?
That's 131. 131, Martin. That's Martin,
okay.
Michigan. Yeah, Martin, Michigan.
I ran there. I'm going to say we ran there. I'm going to say it was We 2000 when IHRA they first switched over to IHRA, we ran there. Yeah, because from our house there, I'm gonna say it was 13 hours. It was a 13-hour trip there for us.
Right.
And it was funny because when I got out there, we got out there, we ended up being parked next to Killer Brooks.
Yeah. Well, that's one.
And Harold Martin was there. And Harold Martin was really impressed with how the car ran for a small block. And I told him, I said, the only problem is we can get it to run, but we can't get it to live. See, back then you didn't have what you have now because these boys got some. You think about it, Uncle Larry. We got guys here in the DMV, District, Maryland, Virginia area, that have 3,000-pound Camaros that run 4.60 seconds in the eighth mile with a small block. Can you hear me?
Gave a number too, so they might start calling in. So,
you know, Brother Monster, I'm gonna tell you something, Brother Monster. That small block Camaro, I was kind of familiar with a small block Camaro, and the one that I was familiar with, I didn't know that it had a small block. I thought it had a big block in it.
I found out
it was a small block.
Man, I'm going to tell you, it's a guy here in Delaware. His name is Ron Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
He got a 275 drag radio with a small block. One system. That fool run 440s. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
In the eighth. The car, I think they said the car weighed 2877. But that's still, man. Hey, Uncle Larry. That ain't no small feat, though, 2877. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
With leaf springs. That car got leaf springs running that fast, man. I told him that one day, I said, man, I'm gonna go get a makeup artist and paint you black and go race grudge race for a weekend. Man, it must have took him an hour to quit laughing at me. I said, but, you know, it's all about what you put into it, once again. You know, I mean, I look at what you do out there for your guys. You know, you make sure that they educated on the world. They just not familiar with what goes on in that 200-mile radius. I mean, you're on the East Coast now. You're talking to people in the West Coast. I mean, this is what it's about.
Yeah. Well, my thing with it is, I don't know it all. I can only, you know, summarize them with the stuff that I know, you know, and I try to do the best that I can because, like I said, the fans is the greatest part of my participation when it comes to the grudge game, you know. I hope that it gets to be much better, you know. And I'm gonna try to reach out. I'm gonna try to move around a little bit more than what I did the last part of the year, you know, just to make everything be better, you know. So, with that being said, Bro Monster, I am so glad that you thought enough for me to come on to the show. And like I told you, my home is your home. So with that being said, I got another brother that I want to come, and I want to bring him on to also. He's one of Chicago's finest. And, we call him K-Dog. And we had a very close person to us, had a homecoming, and Brother K-Dog, I want you to come in and you can talk to us right now, Brother K-Dog. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
All right.
We go by the name of Rough House, Wild Hunters, or Wild Hunters Rough House. You know, we had two groups that merged together a little bit, and I got some good guys that we loyal to each other. But I had a brother named Big Brat. He was a he just had a heck of a spirit, man. And man, he was like a link in the chain, man. He got a lot of people together, and he passed away. You know, he had accumulated an old 9-8. Used to do stereos, and we used to call it Soul Train, man. And the car sounded real good with the music. He had a 60s 62-63 Nova with a small block in it. He had a 66 Nova, a El Camino with an LS1. He had accumulated a lot of stuff and built a lot of cars. And he had standing room only at his wake today. And after the funeral at Gatlin's in Chicago, I don't know how many of y'all familiar with it. Everybody did burnout, just like it was one of those Saturday burnout contests or something, man. It was like everybody brought the race cars, and we put them away good, man. I was glad to be a part of it, you know. I mean, if you really care about somebody, sometimes you want to think about what you can say at their little funeral or their wake, you know. But we had a lot of good times together. I ain't really going to get sad because, man, the dude, man, we used to play pool together when we ain't racing. And we had a place we called the Boom Boom Room where we go drink at in his garage that was converted into a lounge. And, you know, I just shared a lot of time with him, man. And we was mechanics, so we shared a lot of off time, in time, and, you know, it's like, man, brother had a little heart issue, and he made it a long time, but finally, the Lord took him, you know. So, you know, I just had a good day today. Everybody out there showed that it was love still in the world for somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a heck of a feeling, ain't it?
Man, you know, he was a good-ass guy, man. I remember... Hey. When he used to wear Capri curls and shit, you know? he had a Capri bag on his head, and we'd be under there trying to put again or something. He's trying not to let no grease get in, no grout get in his head. Man, he was love, boy.
But K-Law, I was very familiar with him, too. Back during the time, right after I had stopped racing, I used to be with a guy they used to call Jimmy. And K-Dum referred to him as Do Dirty. And he got an S10 pickup truck now that I think he messed around with. He brought me over there with y'all right by the side of the expressway. And I got a chance to meet Wabug. I got a chance to meet Brent. I got a chance to meet Big Ruff. There was a lot of guys, man. But Brent, he was a very outstanding guy, man, you know, and the ones that didn't know him as an individual, they missed out on something, man, you know.
He had a super guy. We had a guy we called Chen, but Brett used to call him Lone Chen, you know. When one of us supposed to be at the place where we play pool at or where we drink at, and he show up late, Brett would say, where was you at? And then, you know, he'd go into like, you was with that long teeth, mule mouth horror. He didn't call them hoes, he called them horrors. Man, he'd make you laugh, man, all day long. He'd talk about you like a dog, but in a good way, you know. He's just a good ass guy, man.
Yeah. And he loved
like
that quarter.
He's like a big ass teddy bear, man.
Yep, he loved that quarter mile racing, man. He loved that quarter mile racing, man. You know, the reason I spoke on that is because of the simple fact that up here, that's what we used to do was quarter mile. We didn't start doing some eighth, but most of them, they were doing quarter mile and eighth mile racing too. You know, hey Monster, right. I mean. Trying to familiarize K-Dog with the type of racing that y'all got going on down there as far as 8 mile, quarter mile is concerned.
Well, like I said, the big boys, when it's some big money runs, they cut them back to the 8 mile. Very, 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 very few guys now stretch the – we call it stretching the legs, running out the back door, the quarter mile. But most of the guys here, I think the thing I got to remember, Uncle Larry, is these guys hopefully got jobs, boy, because some of the payrolls, one day, this is no lie, Kato, I had so much money, I couldn't even put the stuff in my pockets. I told the boy, man, I got to go get a lunchbox. You fools can fix the economy out here today. Man, it's
so
just...
How far is this there, where you got it to come and race at?
I'm located in Crofton, Maryland. We race out of Capital Raceway in Crofton, Maryland. I think Donye told me from Chicago here it was 13 hours one way. So, yeah, we working on something with him because we need to make sure he know that this East Coast got the baddest high rise in case he get out of hand. He always teased me. Him and I text back and forth, pictures of cars just messing with each other. You know, because Truck was out here last summer at Maryland.
Well,
he was at the other track, Buzz Creek, yeah.
Chuck is a guy that inspired me a little bit, too. Because, in my opinion, you know, like when I started building the car and was working with my car, I was buying good parts and all that and trying to ensure. Well, first of all, I want to go back to what Uncle Larry said about Big Ruff. I don't know how many of y'all knew him. He was real jet black guy. He wore Capri curls, too. He was a little older than me in the game, but they thought they was going to take my money one day, you know. They like, K-Dog, you said you a racer. How much you got? I said, oh, I got about $900,000. He said, all right, we'll take that. So I told my brother-in-law, I said, man, brother-in-law, I said, go get my truck. I said, go to the gas station, tell them I'm ready. So I had a little raggedy tow truck. I had a 78 Nova at the time, took it. Let it off the trailer and made a real crisp path back and forth down and on Doty. So we bet it and I took my lane and stuff. So my lane, we had a slip for it. So the pot went up to like $2,600 and I wasn't able to whoop them that night. Nobody thought I could whoop them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my friends didn't even show up because I just didn't think I would whoop them. But the next day, they were saying, we whooped them. But Ruff was my friend.
Yeah, y'all were all French. Y'all were all French people that day.
Yeah. So Ruff was my, I never will forget, I took the money home. You know, I had $900 in the pot. I had $1,800. My son, he's about 5 years old. I said, baby, went home, told my wife, baby, we got it. So I let my son try to count $1,800. He couldn't get past $100, man. It was very funny to see my little son trying to count this money.
Mm.
And I was hooked after that, man, you know. But I've been in the game for a while trying to get where I'm going, but nobody would use my ideals, you know. They was like, all these guys was having money from hustling and doing other things, but it's kind of like, you know, they weren't feeling me. So now I'm doing my own thing, got my own car, and I'm up and coming doing some things, and I'm going to see how far I can go, man. You know, I got the desire to try to keep it going, but I done raced a nice amount of races since then, and I'm going to keep it moving. And I'm going to try to come down there to Maryland if I can. I got a decent job. Me and my family will come down there and bring some guys, and we'll try to have a nice time.
But, K-Dog, what is your idea? What is your idea, K-Dog? You know, you got to give me ideas. What is your idea, if you don't mind me asking?
My idea about what aspect of race are you talking about? You talking about quarter mile or eighth or what?
Yeah, quarter mile eighth.
Well, to me, in my opinion, I've always ran the quarter, but at the same time, people making cars go more miles an hour in the eighth. So what's the difference, man? I mean, if you got a 4 and 9 inch, and you can swap that gear out or do whatever you got to do, if you can get the calculation or whatever you can do, it's gonna cost a little money. But at the same time, you know, if you know what you're doing, you can set it up without having too much of a cost issue. You know, I mean, I would just say the change to me that I don't like is 26-inch tires. I mean, I could deal with the 28, but I don't mind the 8 mile. I like the quarter, but a run is a run. If you gotta be versatile. I mean, if you can. I mean, it don't matter to me. 150 miles an hour, I mean, it's the same in a short distance or a long distance.
Uh-huh.
You know?
But, hey, why I got you two on the phone, who in the world would have thought these cars with the electronics would make them as fast as they are? Or we see 955 cubic inch motor.
Well, you know, it's like, even with like 400 blocks, the 406s, and those blocks don't even really, like, you know, get rid of all that stuff now because you can't make the power to keep up with the guys that's really, really keeping up with the modern day, man. I mean, you can't do it.
That's right.
I'll never say you can't do it, but, you know, I mean, you could do it with a turbo car or something, but at the same time, that same other engine with a turbo is going to be much faster. So at the same time, you got to go with the times, man.
Man.
Well, K-Log, you know, from the way that you sound, K-Log, it sounds that you have a certain goal that you're trying to reach or some type of ulterior motive or something. What is the goal that you're trying to reach out, kiddo? If you don't mind me asking them.
My goal in the grudge game is I got knowledge as much as anybody that probably is running some of the best numbers, but the thing is my pocketbook is slowly allowing me to get up to where I need to be, you know, but at the same time, I'm on the race against time, man, you know, because people are the most valuable thing in this world, but the second thing is time is most valuable. So if I don't use my time wisely, I may not never go no faster than what I'm going. But if I use my time wisely and still do the things I'm doing and keep up with the, you know, it's like having selective memory or selective sight that if people ain't doing the numbers that you want to do, that you deal with, then you got to go with people that's repetitively you're seeing the results of what they're doing. I mean, if you told me to put in a cam and certain things in the top, I'm really not going to listen to people no more that really the results ain't kicking in. Because, see, you got people that try to charm you into dealing with them. You know, and you got other people that the results are showing. They don't have to charm you. The proof is in the pudding. They don't mind sharing information. And if they treat you like you want to be treated, then the people you should deal with, you know. Unfortunately, we need more black machine shops out here, unfortunately. You know, I mean, I can stay out tune and do my own car and stuff, but at the same time, you can't get around certain things with machine shops and stuff like that, which don't get me wrong, it ain't about color, you know. It ain't about color no more. I don't want to look at that because there's going to be those people out there that turn you off, but I'm just going to not use color as a thing because a lot of white guys, they help me with information and they share stuff with me, but at the same time, if we had black machine shops out here, then it would cut the cost down a little bit, you know. It's hard for somebody to get the accurate amount of space and the machines to do all this work. You got brothers right now that don't even want to work the laptop to try to, you know, learn how to map timing and all this kind of stuff. And they spend all this money. You can't do that without somebody helping them at the track and all that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I fall short, but at the same time, I'm willing to take a chance, man.
Yeah.
I don't even want to keep talking, but y'all giving me a chance to say what I got to say, I'm going to say it. But at the end of the day, you know, we lacking the confidence, man. A lot of guys, they pay the money, but they don't even want to try, you know. And it's not hard. It's just like me. I didn't used to have a cell phone, but once I started using it and using it, now I can do it.
Well, you know, know what? I got a couple of hands that shot up, y'all. I don't know if those guys want to come in and talk to you all or whatever it is, but they've been on for a minute, and I want to bring them in because there may be some questions that they want to ask you all. I got a 708-6632. 708-6632. Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Everybody good.
Yeah, you know, I'm supporting the show as always. You know, and K-Dog, it's Sean, man, from Drag Nation News, baby. And,
what's up, Daddy?
Oh, man, you the man. I told you before, man, you keep doing you when you was at the track by yourself and I helped you get on the trailer. I said, man, look, you keep doing you. Don't worry about nobody else. If you make a mistake, you can't get mad at nobody but who? Yourself, right? So it took me a long time. It's the truth. It took me a long time to do that. I'm still learning, man. I get on drag nerves sometimes, man. Calling drag up. I know there's been some time drag been wanting to curse me out. But, hey, when I don't know, I will call drag. And if drag, you know, I haven't never called him when he don't know. You know, and I will call him. Same with Chuck, man. Chuck is a mentor to me also, like drag. Thing about Chuck is drag will tell you, you know, hey, you're doing it wrong, Sean. You know, you need to do it this way. But Chuck, on the other hand, Chuck will tell you exactly how you really don't want to hear it. Hey, man, you know you fucked up. Get that shit right. Do this shit the right way. He going to curse at you so much, you ain't got no choice. You going to go get it right, you know.
But hey, Chuck nicknamed me a.k.a. Hot Nuts, man. He nicknamed me a.k.a. Hot Nuts. Yeah, that's my
hey,
boy,
man.
Chuck, man.
Hey,
me
too, man.
Y'all don't race anyway. What you tell me that for? I try to jump on everybody I can see after that because you can't be you out here. You got to get out here. If you lose, it's only going to bring the dust out of you to try to win, man. So, right, you got to lose some, you're going to have something. You know, you can buy all these expensive cars you want to buy, man. That ain't going to score no win. That's it. That's, I mean, that's truly it, man.
Chuck said the last thing he was at the track. He said, Sean, you ain't even out. You know, it took me all summer to get the car back together. And then when I finally got it back together, we had, two Sundays. And out playing with it, we broke the hood come up and broke the windshield, broke the shattered the hood. You know, so by the time I ordered the hood and then, hell, I still ain't got the windshield fixed yet, but... It was the season was over with, so I just said, okay, well, come March, February, I'll be down south somewhere, you know, I'll be somewhere testing. I will be right, you know, but you know, with them guys, man, I look up to that whole Chicago Most Wanted, man. I look up to Drag and Three Lug. I even told my man Petey, young Petey, man. I said, man, look here, I call him Shotgun. I said, look here, Shotgun. I said, man, I'm 47 years old, man. I say, and I didn't get into racing. I didn't really start driving, you know. I thought I was driving, you know, but my pops and them had me in the driver's seat all the time. And I thought I was doing something, you know, at his age. You know, I said, when I was 15, 16 years old, you know, I had to go through that same thing. Like, I knew everything. I said, so if you just continue to keep listening, man, I said, you ain't got no choice but to get better. I said, because there ain't nothing but practice. I said, you heard it all your life. Practice makes better. You know, so, and I told him, I say, but you're doing some things that I say, dragging them, teaching you some things that I didn't learn at that age, man. I said, I'm still learning. I said, I've been drag racing all this time, but I'm still learning. I said, and you are so more advanced than most of these people at this track, man, than most of these people that's out here grudge racing. You know, I said, you got guys that have been grudge racing, man, for years and can't cut a 5-0 light. Can't cut a 420 light, you know. I say, so I'm looking up to you. You my idol now. I say, now you just made me. I got to step my game up now. You know, I had to tell the same thing to Lil Zay. You know, young Zay. You know, he was losing races, but then when he got that win, I told him. I think that was last Sunday. We was on Shake and Bake.
Last Sunday.
Yeah, I told Zay this. You heard me, man. I told, look, man. I say, look, I told you. I see when you got out that car, I say you had that frustration where when you got out that car, you let it all go. I said you didn't give a damn who was watching you. You didn't care because you were so happy that you got that monkey off your back. And I said the part and what he said was the part that makes it so special to him was because he did all the work himself. And that's why I said, man, look up to them guys, man. You know, and a lot of guys don't want to give these guys their profit because they're young. Man, I told them all, I salute you guys, man. Y'all made me step my – I got to step my game up now. I don't even want to bring the street car out now. Well, I got it in the garage right now on Full Jack stand.
Yeah. His uncle,
they sent me back
his
to work.
Uncle Starchild has been in the game for years and years. He's a Dodge man. And I like the fact that they took a Chevy to work with it. But at the same time, a lot of guys years ago, people would pay money to race, right? You know, you racing for money, and the person that you put in the driver's seat, sometimes he looked like anything else but wanting to be in that seat, and the car was going much slower than. So now here you got Zaynum. And everybody at the track, these guys ain't folding under pressure, man. They ready and they responding good off the light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Brother K Dog, I want to say something to you, Brother K Dog. What I want to say is this to you: when you spoke about the financial part and so far and so on, you know. Keep on moving forward, man, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I want to kind of familiarize you with Brother Monster tonight because of the simple fact that eventually it's going to happen, Brother K-Dog. You know, I can't say when, you can't say when, none, but it's going to happen because of you striving for a certain goal, you know, and the only person that can turn you away from that goal is yourself. Now, I'm not speaking about the bad or bull. He turned all of them whatever direction he wanted to turn us in, but I don't think that he would try to distract you from your goals, in my own personal opinion. But you keep on trying it, man. I like what you're doing. I like what Brother Mons is doing. Each and every one of you guys I got on here, everybody that's participating within the grudge game, grudge world, is important. Everybody, from the smallest to the tallest. You know, some people feel as though that they have more relativity because you're faster, that doesn't give you a better platform than the other person. It's just about bringing a bigger crowd where people are turning around and want to see some of the faster guys and they forget about some of the media and some of the guys that are coming into the good thing. But all of y'all are relevant, man. You know, and I want you to keep on striving. First time, I appreciate what you're doing. Monster, these are some guys that I want you to become familiar with it. You know, if the good man say so, man, you know, these guys that I have on here, man, the guys that are trying to make stuff forward, and possibly we may have them at Capital Raceway also, you know.
We appreciate that, too. So we love to have
them. Definitely
bring
up the corporate ladder, you know. I want to get more intense and more focused on what needs to be done, too. I can't take myself out of the picture neither, you know, so. I got a cousin too, Larry.
And it's funny that out of the whole family, me and him favor each other. But he's a little more muscular than me right now because I was muscular like he was, but he's bigger than me. His frame is a little bigger than me. But his name is Tidy Bull out of Alabama, and that's my first cousin. I don't know if a lot of guys know him, but he's well known for throwing the shows down in Alabama. So I'm going to try to get him to maybe meet me somewhere or like Larry, I need you to keep his name and stuff so when we get off the phone, I can call him and we can get together. And I can make things happen. I'll try to, you know, I'll get Sean to come with me. Get a couple of guys, we'll bring a couple of cars down there, man, and, you know, we'll do something, you know.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. This is exactly what it's all about, man, to form a greater and a stronger union, man. You know, become familiar with each other because everybody that participates in the grudge game, we need to familiarize ourselves, you know, even in just racing or fellowshipping or whatever the case is. You know, we need to familiarize ourselves because, like I said, you know, it's the Grudge world, not just Grudge area, it's Grudge world, you know. So
right.
with that being said, y'all, I got another individual that has a hand up. Matter of fact, I got a couple of individuals that have a hand up, and they may want to say something to y'all, and I want to give them an equal opportunity, too. I got a 708 1764. 708 1764.
Caller,
who are y'all on the line?
Hey, Uncle Larry, this is Jamie, man. How you doing?
Hey, Jamie. What's going on, Jamie?
What's happening,
oh,
Jamie?
Man, I can't call her. Hey, fellas. I've been listening
up,
back in the bushes. Hey, what's happening, brothers? I've been listening back in the bushes about my man, Brad. What's happening, K-Dawg? And, man, boy, that's a hell of a loss there. Well, I heard all the good things about Brad. I only got one bad thing to say about Brad. And you know what that is?
Not
a thing.
He left us.
Yeah.
And I've been knowing him for 35 years. That's the only bad thing I got to say about that man. He left us.
I heard that.
Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun with that cat, man.
And you know, the good part about that, Daniel, what you just said, the good part about it was that he had a whole lot of opportunities to variate, and he didn't variate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, y'all relationship stayed the same. He stayed the same person, you know, so far and so on, man. So, you know, it was just a good guy all around the board.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No doubt about
and
it.
And that man would teach you, if it's something you didn't know, you can call him Brat, man. If he knew the answer, he's definitely going to give it to you.
Oh, no doubt.
I couldn't pick my brain at all to even try to just make something bad about him, man. I just can't.
one other thing.
Hey,
too,
I can't even make up a lie on the man.
That sound like the old people when they be sitting at the table playing cards and then you win all that money. I can't even count to nine because you got my money.
I'm listening to the show. I'm going to go on mute.
Okay, I got somebody else I want to bring in too also. The number that I got right here to bring in is a 478-7947. Caller, who we got on the line?
Hey, what's going on? Uncle Larry, Monster, K-Dawg, Jamie Vega. What's going on, gentlemen? What's going on? How y'all doing today?
Got it.
What's going on? Hey, no. Hey, listen, tonight I'm cool. Tonight only I'm cool. Hey, Monster, I wanted to come on and say thank you for going ahead and gracing Larry with your presence because that's what Clocks Off is all about, getting new fresh blood into the Midwest and onto these platforms that people don't get a chance to hear about because of the regular run of the mill. K-Dawg, I know you're emerging, brother. I'm glad you came on to go ahead and let the Midwest know and for the people that's not in the Midwest that we lost a brother. I am a trans-Chicago. I'm in and out of Chicago. I'm not an original Chicagoan, but man, my heart is in Chicago. I love that city to death. And what made me love that city is the people within Chicago. You hear a lot of bad stuff going on the news out here, and it's so much bad stuff going out in the world. And you know, it's like, man, I just the people that I had a chance to engage with, I love you guys to death. Jamie Vega, you sat down in Denny's. You gave me a ride from the airport to the hotel. I appreciate you for that, bro. And that's another good brother right there, Mr. Jamie Vega. You know what I mean?
Yes,
we sat down and we ate and we talked racing and all that good stuff. And Monster, I heard you say something earlier that the races is more than a race, but they're an extended family, the family. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand wholeheartedly. With that being said, I just wanted to thank you guys, let you guys know that I'm listening. I'm here to support. I will be coming out with a Gunna Pick show. It'll probably come on Tuesdays. I'm just working out the details now. Everybody knows. I think everybody knows I'm not one of the ones to go along to get along. I don't do that. So when the Gunna Pick Clocks Off show comes on, please, if you want to mute and you want somebody to go along and get along, do not come on to my show. I'd love to have you, but I won't go along and get along. I got work to do. It's been brought to my attention that I've been gone for too long. But I was gone trying to do some things to build the infrastructure, and now I see that I shouldn't have stepped away, but I had to. But now Daddy's home. Daddy's coming on home. And I plan on Daddy's coming home. Daddy's coming home. And that's it. That's all. So, Larry, I'm going back on mute, and I'm going to sit back and listen and listen to these good ideas that this new fresh blood is bringing in, and we're going to go from there. I'll be trying to reach out and work with every single last one of you guys, and things are a little bit different for Gunna Pick right now, so we're going to see what we see.
We appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you coming on to the show, Brother Gunna, and not just appreciate you coming on to the show. I appreciate you for having Bro Monster, you know, which is somebody you and I, you know, pretty well, and well, you know very well, but getting him on the show and getting K-Dawg, you know, to come in, because K-Dawg had something that he needed to say besides more than just drag racing. It was somebody very, very special in their life, y'all, you know, and like I said, that's what a fellowship and all that stuff. It takes all these ingredients to make everything come out to what it's supposed to be, y'all, and without the main ingredient, it's going to be kind of complicated. So with that being said, I got another caller that wants to come in and say something. It is a 313-7173, 313-7173. Caller, who are y'all on the line?
What's going on, Uncle Larry? What's going on, fellas? It's Shake and Bake.
What's going on, Shake and Bake?
What's happening? I hear Jamie on the phone. I hear K Dog, Gunny Pit.
I just stepped in.
I heard my long lost brother Monster in the house too.
What's up, man? How you been?
What's going on? I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to
man,
hear your voice.
Ain't
Monster.
No need to complain. Ain't nobody gonna listen to me, bro. You hear me?
I heard that. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, Shane?
Hey, anybody I miss, man, much love to you brothers, man. I'm here at work. I can't talk much. I got some background noise. But I'm trying to get some work in so I can get to Baldy's race. So,
okay.
Everybody good?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, Monster, don't forget. Yeah, man, it's good to always hear from the brothers, man. I ain't forgot about
yes,
you, Monster. I'm gonna make my way up there. As soon as I get some
ain't no problem. Just come on. Just call. You still got my number, right?
Yep, sure do. Right here in the roll of that.
Send me a text because I lost all my phone numbers. I got what is it called? An Android. And
yeah,
the battery went bad, and it erased out all my phone numbers.
Man,
so
don't
send
feel
me a
bad,
text.
Dude.
That way.
Yeah. I've been through probably about four phones this year, Monster. I broke two, lost one, and the other one just disintegrated. I'm like, I am bad on phones. And Uncle Larry will tell you, man.
Ain't nobody badder than me on no phone,
you know what the problem is? It's like Kato said, once you learn how to use a cell phone, you done ruined yourself.
Hey, and it wasn't very long ago. Hey. I was sending smoke signals.
Back in the day, you remember somebody's number. You can't just remember the contact name. That ain't gonna get you nowhere.
Oh man,
yeah.
Why you had to go and mention that, man? They locked my butt up in the county jail, and I had one person to call, and that was the in-laws, and I didn't want to call in. Good God Almighty!
Oh man, not good.
You can't remember numbers no more. The phone do all the remembering.
Yeah.
Hey,
man, I know my
so when you had to dial that one number. Hey, Kato, you had to dial that one in-law number, boy. You did not want to remember that number, did you?
Man. I take that back, Jake. I don't even know my home number.
Man. Somebody asked me my number.
I got to get off of here because I got to be somewhere tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. I got to be at work, so. I appreciate everybody, and I will be talking to you guys on a regular basis.
So, yep,
I
want to
tell Uncle Larry, too, man. You know, Uncle Larry always supported me. I mean, to be honest with you, I got to let it be known. He sold me my first fire suit and helmet. I still got it. I'm working with it. And we went to Pool Sticks, and he tried to sell me everything that he got, but I'm shopping the racist, but I want to thank Big Eddie. He always try to, you know, plug my little race team, and Larry, I want y'all to keep working together. And everybody, man, whoever you got differences with, man, put that aside, man, because once the person is gone, you know, you can wish, you coulda, shoulda, all that, man. You know, we just got to do better with the time that we have, man. You know, and that's what's up, man.
Yeah. I agree.
I hear you.
I definitely agree.
And I really appreciate you saying that, man. You know, a lot of us fall down by the wayside, but you know that song that they sing about a sinner is just a person who fell down. You know, what's the same thing with people that are not sinners? But everybody falls down by the wayside because ain't nobody down here perfect, you know. So my thing with that is, man, I'm going to just try to do what I know to do best from here on in and try to make sure that I keep myself in a respectable manner so that I don't be having to get myself involved into certain things. And the reason I say that is because look at the grunge world now. I see a change in Willie Dawg. I see a change in 901 Wick. I see a change about them people, you know, and the change that's going on about them people is a good thing, you know. So everybody is subject to change, man, you know. So my thing with that is I'm just glad to see it because that's what I have been asking for all the time, you know. And I can't request no more from nobody than what they already have to offer. But sometimes it takes a little time for us to bring it to the forefront, you know. So I appreciate what you really said, man. I really do.
Yeah, and I need another racing suit. I need another racing suit when you get some.
Okay.
Hey, what did you tell him a little bit ago? He had an alternative motive on there, right? So he got you on that one. Well, fellas,
hey,
I appreciate you guys. And like I said, we'll be in touch.
And we appreciate that, man. Stay in touch, man.
I'll be talking to you this week, Larry, because I'm going to get some videos to you for the guys out there, okay?
All right. Before you go, Monster, this person might have something to say to you. I got a 708-0432, 708-0482,
I mean. Come on in, Carl. What up, Monster?
Lord, that's Bucky. I know who that one is. Hey, John McCain, say that one. I know who that one is right there. What's up, man?
No, this ain't Bucky, but this good enough. This Chuck.
Oh Lord, this is even worse. Lord have mercy. How you doing, bro?
I'm all good,
hey,
man.
Hey, they just
were
talking about you.
Man.
They called you hot nuts. I said you right about that, so.
No,
how you doing,
boy, K-Dog. I'm good, man. Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know, man, we appreciate the hospitality you give us when we come up there, man. You know,
man, I love you guys. You know, when you boys come, the boys be running out the woodwork looking for you. You make my weekend easy.
I'm gonna get Chuck to take me up there. He's gonna take me up there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's one thing we know about
going
to.
How long it take y'all to get here?
11 hours.
Oh, that ain't bad.
11 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing about we love going to the DMV. One, we're going to eat good, we're going to sleep good, and we're going to take all their damn money.
Hey, let me tell you something. You got away so lucky last time. You went and hid over behind the trailer because you knew, boy, we gonna put the look as my Kate always say. We gonna put the smoke signal out on you, color boy.
Hey, monster. They wasn't ready, man. They fell for the okie doke. That's all I can say.
Hey, the boys tell me you switching up on me, though, so we got to be careful this time. We might have to take a peek under there. I heard you might be running around
no
covers a little harder.
I'm going to have the same shit in Orlando I'm going to have in Maryland next year.
You know what? We got to look at May 6th. I might have to talk to the boys on Big Buford. Said we can't rub a little salt on your arm. You hear me?
Yeah, all right. Hey, all I know time I got back home, he said, they told him his car was for sale. I said, you get an ass with him like that, you supposed to sell it.
Look, he had me laugh about you the other day. A picture came up of you. He said, that one. I want, as John McCain said, that one.
Hey, Chuck, I appreciate you, brother. Hey,
and like you said, we're going to always look out for you, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We love coming up there, man. We're going to be up there real soon. You know, whether it's Capitol or MR or any of them, you know.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it, man.
Y'all got good action up there, man. Really do, you know.
Before you get off the phone, do you know this guy named Rob Fuller?
Rob Fuller.
Yeah, one of my guys bought a car from him, and you know, I just wondered, did you know that guy? I guess he bought it from down there where you at, but like a 88 Camaro.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, I just thought you might know him. I don't know. It's already set up, but it ain't being finished work on or whatever, but, you know, I figured you might know him.
Yeah.
If it comes to you, though, we're going to wind up talking later. If it comes to you, then you can let the dog know if it's him or not.
Yeah, somebody... I'll make a call tomorrow morning and just get a... What part was in Maryland or Virginia?
I think it was in Virginia.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call tomorrow down to my Virginia side, see if somebody can remind me who he was. But look, okay. Hey, when you get thousands and thousands of people, I swear to God, everybody is cousin brother. You hear me? Except for the ones like Chuck who give you a hard time, then you call them vacuum. You hear me?
All I can say about the DMV, they sweet. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir. We'll be waiting on you, too. You better not come with a five-gallon or less of gas. You in trouble.
Hey, brother, somebody else might want to say something to you, too. I want to bring this call in. I think this is a caller for you also before you get off of here.
They tag teaming me. I know who this is.
708-6447. Caller, who we got on the line?
Hey, what's up, Uncle Larry? This is Cal City. Hey, Chuck, I think I want to go with y'all.
You get paid, man. They sweet, man. There's one thing I can say about up there. They race the same way we do. They got big tire cars, small tire cars. They race the eighth, the quarter, and they got some real good tracks. So they race the same way we do, don't we, Chuck?
Man, we got heck of a racetrack here, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, you know, y'all already got dates locked in?
I'm May 6th on the one that I have. Yeah, May 6th, 2017 is my first one.
May 6th?
Well, we go. Hey, maybe we can make it. We can see what happens.
I think Donye was waiting because he said that you guys might have that same weekend out there because typically all two weekends hit together. Because
yeah,
that's the first weekend. Generally, he says warm for y'all out there, so he's waiting to see what the racetrack
right,
was
right.
going to do with it. So, yeah, because you know I want to bring him here to run the sniper, so I can and then
yeah.
you know I like to put you in the other lane with Buford, or we could run the we could actually run you with our car. So one or the other, you know. So
yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And Donye ain't driving. You driving? Yeah.
Only driving before 5 o'clock. You see, only drive in the daytime. You know I can't see at night.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
we can't do that.
Hey, Moss, I got something I like to ask you about. You said that
yes,
the Midwest race is the same as the East Coast, which I've been saying. You know, I've been saying that. Can you give us a little bit more insight as to what you mean by the Midwest? And Chuck, you've been out to the East Coast racing at their tracks, and you agreed with him. Tell me how the Midwest and the East Coast, how they gel when it comes down to racing. And also,
Chuck was the one that originally said we race the same as far as the guys want to. They pretty much want to race a car that's similar to them. You know, like last year we ran two cars that were Big Chief with 2.4s, and we were single 4-barrel conventional here. And the brother-in-law had me in the floor laughing because one of the cars we beat, technically, because they gave us the 1-1, which was the back tire and the clear, but their clear was the body of the car. We didn't specify that clear was the wheelie bar, you know? So, you know, it teaches you that when, like Chuck said, when Chuck was here, he ran Buford. And Chuck said Buford was sweet to beat. See, the good thing about that race, everybody wants to see it again because the Chicago car beat the Maryland car, beat one of the heavy hitters here. You with me?
Well, that's how I got you, but, you know, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth, Monster. Truthfully, Chicago been coming out there kicking your teeth down your throat since a couple of years now. And I do have the footage. I do have the footage. You can't say nothing. You can't
say
that.
Hey,
I do have
the problem
hey,
I got
Johnny.
Is y'all give me
footage.
A hard time because I put my heavy hitters in the light. See, and y'all said, well, you brought a class car to me. I ain't bring a class car. I brought a car to win.
Monster, I heard your own people from the East Coast. They said, I don't know who that black motherfucker is, but y'all better leave that motherfucker alone. I don't know who he is, but I like him. And I'll never forget that dude. He said, I don't know who that black but listen, I just wanted to bring that up, and I also want to say what can be done because the racing season in the Midwest and the racing season on the East Coast is the same. There's so much unfairness that's been going on, you know, because of great weather in the South. You can race all year long in the South, and you cannot race all
Man,
year
we
long
call God
on the East Coast and the Midwest.
We got to call God and see if he can ship Florida here. That's all we do. You boys got it worse than us.
Well,
man,
you got it bad.
If you can get the big man on the main line to do that, man, I'll follow you anywhere if you can make that happen. If you can make that happen,
nah, man,
I'll follow you.
As Uncle Larry said, there's certain things that you do and there's certain things that you don't do. You hear me?
Well, you know what? I'm just thinking. I have a few things in my head. I'm just turning over in my head. You know what I mean? It's going to take a couple of dollars, but I'm willing to throw a couple at the wall and see what sticks.
Hey,
you know, like I said,
we're gonna let you know if we're gonna make it up there, man. That's all. You know,
we
need some more parts.
He told me he was gonna call me the second week of December because you know what I'm gonna do. I'm a little different from Larry and Joe. Every one of them I see you come in there, I'm going to park my trailer next to you. You hear me? So that way, when you try to ease out of racing my car, you ain't got no choice but to go. You hear me?
Well, you know what? The second week in December is Baldy's race. So after that, we'll let you know for sure. I'm sure of that.
Good.
You know,
that'll work.
You know.
Well, brother,
right.
I got to get off here because I got to be somewhere tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
All right. Nice. All right.
Yeah.
You too, brother. Right, thank you. Merry Christmas, right. too. But y'all be hearing from me quite a bit.
Merry Christmas.
Monster.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Welcome home, man.
We appreciate that, brother. I do. Uncle Larry, I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Y'all be safe in Florida, too, Chuck, because I'm going to bet against you. I'm going to call my cousin down there and tell him, take every dollar I got and run over to you. He's going to have on one of my shirts, too. You
hear me? Hey, you know, we ain't never had a problem covering nobody's bet, so just bring it on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's one thing for sure, man. Y'all got enough cheeseburgers to feed the whole racetrack, so we good.
Hey, we all work at White Castle, so what's the difference?
That's it, bro. Exactly
right. All right, I'll see you soon.
Hey,
all right, man.
Hey, Monster, that 202-0077?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you should have it.
Yep.
All right,
man. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
I'll be talking to you this week, Uncle Larry.
All right, bro, Mom.
Thank you.
Chuck, I appreciate each and every one of you all that came on to the show tonight. And y'all great group of guys, man. You know, and like I said, I'm going to try to make sure that we take this step and we take this step together. You know, and when I say taking it together, we're going to try to pick the grudge well up. We're going to try to travel. We're going to try to get behind. We're going to try to do all the support that we can to see you guys do what you all do because, like I say, y'all the greatest part of what we do. And with that being said, I'm going to tell each and every one of you all, God bless y'all. I'm going to get ready to end the show right here on this note. I have something very, very important going on. And with that being said, I'm going to say God bless you all. I'm going to look forward to seeing you all next Saturday, because I promise you all, I'm working on something, and what I'm working on, I'm going to try to make it real, real good for each and every one of you all that participate with the Clocks Off organization, you know, and the grudge game and the grudge world and so far and so on. I'm going to do this here because the brother said something to me tonight that really touched me, and he said that everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to leave here. Well, if I do happen to leave here, I want to make sure that I leave here right. I want to be and gave it my best. I want to be and gave it my all, y'all. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all coming on tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to say God bless each and every one of you all. Take care. See y'all next Saturday. See ya.
All right.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry. Bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Look.
There's been so many things that's held us down,